Journey to Freedom. I hope you are well and at peace. Recently I did a talk in Ireland, and whilst I was speaking, I really felt called to challenge the people to put God first in their lives. And afterwards, as I was reflecting on what had been said, I received the following email, which the girl who sent it asked that I might share it with others. She said, "Around 10 years ago, I attended my first ever retreat. You were one of the main speakers. I was 24 then, and never in my life before had I heard the truth spoken with such conviction and courage than I did the day I heard it from you. That weekend, it was like Jesus himself was speaking, not you. After your talk, although I was somewhat of a shy person, I wanted to speak to you. At the lunchtime, even though I was a wee bit scared of you, I sat myself in the seat right beside your table and began to ask you lots of questions. In mid-sentence you stopped me and asked me a question I shall never forget, nor the look on your face when you asked me, 'Do you live your life for Jesus Christ?' I couldn't believe the brass neck of you at the time, and I think I was a little embarrassed as I muttered something like, yes, of course I do, rather defensively. En route to my room that evening, my heart was challenged like never before. I was thinking to myself, how dare he be so rude? I don't think I like him anymore. He's judging me because I'm wearing nice clothes and makeup, etc. Shortly after this thought, I heard a very still inner voice saying, 'Well, do you?' I knew up until that point that I didn't, because I was afraid. But then I said to myself, I want to. I want to live my life for Jesus. I really do. I believe without a shadow of doubt that the person of Jesus Christ became real to me during that weekend in a moment of grace through encountering you. That was it. I met him, and my life has never ever been the same, and it never will be. To give a person Jesus is to give them everything. You told me my Saviour's name, and that he existed, and that he loved me, and that he wanted to share his life with me. This was worth more than gold. His love is so powerful that I had a permanent smile on my face for a whole year. No doubt people knew I was happy because I could not hide it, even if I wanted to. I had truly fallen deeply, deeply in love with Jesus. The truth you spoke turned into joy for me, and it was completely transparent. When I read this email, I knew that God was showing me that it is always our responsibility to speak the truth in love. Several years ago, we were running a retreat in London, and all the way through the weekend, I couldn't help but feel there was something missing from the message that was being proclaimed. It was nice, but nothing more than that. Then during the final talk of the retreat, the priest said, "If you want to know what Jesus wants, the answer is simple. He wants everything. He gives himself completely, and he wants us to give him everything in return. It is only then that we truly experience the joy which he planned for us." It was then that I realized what was missing was the feeling of challenge by the talks. God's message to us can sometimes be challenging, but it always sets us free to know His love and friendship in a deeper way. I have just returned from Italy, where I spoke in many schools and parishes. It was a grace-filled time, and I was very impressed by the priests and sisters that I met there, and had a deep love for God, which shone through. Also, Augusto, who was my translator, who organized the trip, was a great witness to me of faith and service. Over the next few weeks, I will be speaking to many thousands of young people in secondary schools across England and Scotland. Please pray for them that they might experience God's love and plan for them. I remember one time I was struggling with my own brokenness and wondering what Jesus was going to do with me, because even though I was trying, I would say things I wish I hadn't, and I was feeling a bit down that I couldn't be a better person. That day I went to Mass, and the priest got up and said, "There are some people in this church who, when we stand before Jesus, will feel ashamed and like total failures. Then Jesus will say to us, 'Look behind you,' and there will be thousands of souls who are there because of what we have done with our lives. Sometimes when we serve God, we may not feel popular, but we live to hear those words, 'Come in, good and faithful servant.' I will never forget a sermon I heard from Father John Harmitage, who said, 'Unless we are willing to be converted every single day, we are spiritually dead.' A wise friend of mine once asked me, 'What is the most important thing we can do with our lives?' I replied that he was much older and wiser than me. What did he think it is? He said, 'To bring as many souls as possible to God, starting with our own.' It was the best advice I ever received. You are very much in my heart and prayers. God bless you in His deep love. John Pridmore."
Yeshua, He died for you. Short, yeah, yeah, she's living deep inside. Short, yeah, yeah, she's living deep inside.